Chapter 15. In 1015 there was a product called Kills that Rydell had gotten to know at the academy. It smelled, but faintly, of some ancient hair tonic, flowery and cool, and you used it in situations where considerable body fluids had been spilled. It was an antiviral agent, capable of nuking HIVs 1 through 5, Crimean Congo, Mekolla fever, Tarzana dengue, and the Kansas City flu. He smelled it now, as the Intensicure man used a black anodized passkey to open the door into 1015.
"We'll be sure to lock it up when we go," Warbaby said, touching the brim of his hat with his index finger.
The Intensicure man hesitated, then said, "Yes, sir. Anything else you want?"
"No," Warbaby said, and went into the room, Freddy on his heels. Rydell decided the thing for him to do was follow them in. He did, closing the door in the Intensicure man's face.
Dark, the curtains drawn, smell of kills. The lights came on, Freddy's hand on the switch. Warbaby staring at a lighter patch of the brick-colored carpet, the place where the bed must have been. Rydell glanced around. Old-fashioned, expensive-looking, clubby sort of. The walls covered in some kind of shiny white and green striped stuff like silk. Polished wooden furniture. Chairs upholstered mossy green. A big brass lamp with a dark green shade. A faded old picture in a fat gilt frame. Rydell went over for a closer look. A horse pulling a kind of two-wheeled wagon thing, just a little seat there with a bearded man in a hat like Abe Lincoln. "Courier and Ives," it said. Rydell wondered which one was the horse. Then he saw a round, brownish-purple splotch of dried blood on the glass. It had crackled up, the way mud does in a summer creek bed, but tiny. Hadn't had any of that kills on it either, by the look of it. He stepped back. Freddy, in his big shorts and the shirt with the pictures of pistols, had settled into one of the green chairs and was opening his laptop. Rydell watched him reel out a little black cable and pop it into the jack beside the telephone. He wondered if Freddy's legs got cold, wearing shorts up here in November. He'd noticed that some black people were so far into fashion they'd wear clothes like there wasn't any such thing as weather. Warbaby just stared at the place where the bed had been, looking sad as ever.
"Well," he said.
"I'm getting it, I'm getting it," Freddy said, twiddling a little ball on his laptop.
Warbaby grunted. Watching him, it looked to Rydell as though the lenses of his black-framed glasses winked black for a second. Trick of the light. Then Rydell got this funny feeling, because Warbaby just looked right through him, his traveling gaze fixed on some moving something so keenly that Rydell himself was turning to look at nothing. He looked back at Warbaby. Warbaby's cane came up, pointing at the space where the bed would have been, then swung back down to the carpet. Warbaby sighed.
"Want the site data from SFPD now?" Freddy asked.
Warbaby grunted. His eyes were darting from side to side. Rydell thought of TV documentaries about voodoo, the priest's eyes rolling when the gods got into them. Freddy twirled the trackball under his finger.
"Prints, hair, skin flakes. You know what a hotel room is."
Rydell couldn't stand it. He stepped in front of Warbaby and looked him in the eye.
"What the hell are you doing?"
Warbaby saw him, gave him a slow, sad smile, and removed his glasses. Took a big, navy-blue silk handkerchief from the side pocket of his long coat and polished the glasses. He handed them to Rydell.
"Put them on."
Rydell looked down at the glasses and saw that the lenses were black now.
"Go on," Warbaby said.
Rydell noticed the weight as he slid them on. Pitch black. Then there was a stutter of soft, fuzzy ball lightning, like what you saw when you rubbed your eyes in the dark, and he was looking at Warbaby. Just behind Warbaby, hung on some invisible wall, were words, numbers, bright yellow.
They came into focus as he looked at them, somehow losing War Baby, and he saw that they were forensic stats.
Or, Freddy said, you can just be here now.
And the bed was back, sodden with blood, the man's soft, heavy corpse splayed out like a frog, that thing beneath his chin, blue-black, bulbous. Rydell's stomach heaved, bile rose in his throat, and then a naked woman rolled up from another bed in a different room, her hair like silver in some impossible moonlight. Rydell yanked the glasses off. Freddy lay back in the chair, shaking with silent laughter, his laptop across his knees.
Man, he managed, you ought to seen the look you had. Put part of the guy's porno on there from Arcadi's evidence report.
Freddy, War Baby said, are you all that anxious to be looking for work?
No, sir, Mr. War Baby.
I can be hard, Freddy, you know that.
Yes, sir.
Freddy sounded worried now.
A man died in this room. Someone bent over him on this bed, he gestured at the bed that wasn't there, cut him a new smile, and pulled his tongue out through it. That isn't a casual homicide. You don't learn those kinds of tricks with anatomy from watching television, Freddy.
He held out his hand to Rydell. Rydell gave him the glasses. Their lenses were black again. Freddy swallowed.
Yes, sir, Mr. Warbaby, sorry.
How'd you do that? Rydell asked. Warbaby wiped the glasses again and put them back on. They were clear now.
There are drivers in the frames and lenses. They affect the nerves directly.
It's a virtual light display, Freddy said, eager to change the subject. Anything can be digitized. You can see it there.
Telepresence, Rydell said.
No! Freddy said. That's light. That's photons coming out and hitting on your eye. This doesn't work like that. Mr. Warbaby walks around and looks at stuff. He can see the data feed at the same time. You put those glasses on a man doesn't have eyes. Optic nerves okay. He can see the input. That's why they built the first ones, for blind people.
Rydell went to the drapes, pulled them apart, looked down into some night street in this other city. People walking there, a few.
Freddy, Warbaby said, flip me that Washington girl off the decrypted Intensecure feed, the one works for Allied Messenger Service.
Freddy nodded, did something with his computer.
Yes, Warbaby said, gazing at something only he could see. It's possible, entirely possible. Rydell, and he removed the glasses, you have a look.
Rydell let the drapes fall back. Went to Warbaby, took the glasses, put them on. Somehow he felt it would be a mistake to hesitate, even if it meant having to look at the dead guy again. Black, into color, into full face and profile of this girl. Fingerprints. Image of her right retina blown up to the size of her head. Stats. Washington, Chevette Marie. Big gray eyes. Long, straight nose, a little grin for the camera, dark hair cut short and spiky, except for this crazy ponytail stuck up from the crown of her head.
Well, Warbaby asked, what do you think?
Rydell couldn't figure what he was being asked. Finally he just said, cute. He heard Freddy snort like that was a dumb thing to say.
But Warbaby said, good. That way you remember.